This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Glad you're with us today for your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. We talk retirement. That's what Kurt and Ethan and the team are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security and Medicare? It's all part of the Retirement Blueprint that Kurt and Ethan and the team will help you set up for you and you, your situation. Everybody's situation is unique. It's really a cool opportunity for you to sit down with a team to try to first figure out, hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team, though, are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. Kurt and Ethan, we're going to talk about this today because I think it's a great way to kick off the show. And that is, we call this show Your Retirement Blueprint. Kurt, why do we do that?
That's our process. And that's what we found, Mark, is people just truly don't have an actual plan in place. Someone will come in with a couple pieces of paper, a spreadsheet, and they'll show us some columns and numbers. But how are we going to generate that income? How much do you need? How are you going to adjust it for inflation? How are you going to invest those funds and not have to draw down in a bad market and realize losses if you need to generate that income? So people just don't understand. First and foremost, you need a plan in place, but they also don't understand when you're saving for retirement, it's all about growth and accumulation. And I don't want to say easy, but I mean, your main focus is one thing, growing those assets. You're not concerned about volatility because you're dollar cost averaging through your paycheck. When you hit retirement, there's five areas we've found through your retirement blueprint that are really critical. And we can go through each one today, but the five areas, first and foremost, is income. Can't retire without it. Ethan, have you ever retired something without income?
Still haven't yet.
No, so you need income. It's a little bit deeper than that, and we can go into that. But once you've calculated out and figured out the income, then how do we invest those funds to generate that income? How are we tax efficient with that income in retirement? That's a big thing moving forward. Healthcare, you know, how do we bridge the gap between when we retire and we're Medicare eligible? And then once we're Medicare eligible, you know, how do I plan for that advantage plan or that true supplement plan? And then lastly, legacy planning. If there are assets left, I want to leave them as efficiently as possible to my kids, my grandkids. I want to leave that legacy. How do we structure that? And do you have the proper documents in place? So there's a lot that goes into retirement planning versus just saving for retirement.
So Ethan, that first big step is trying to figure out, can I retire, right? Do I have enough? Well, it's really about income. And Social Security would be in that category too, right? The income part of the retirement blueprint right out of the gate, just to kind of feel like we're, you know, find out where we are?
Yeah, absolutely. Income is first and foremost because that's what's most important in retirement. You need to be able to pay your bills and then have some fun. So we need to understand what both of those cost you. What is your monthly budget? How much are your utilities? Do you still have a mortgage? Do you have car payments? Do you have grandkids that you're spending money on? Do you enjoy traveling? So what do you spend on a typical monthly basis? And then what are your fixed sources of income going to be? Some of us today still have a defined benefit pension. That's going to be a large source of fixed income for some of us, but we're finding more and more companies aren't offering the defined benefit pension because of the costs associated with it. And people are living longer today than ever before. But for folks who have a pension, we want to help them claim that properly. And then for the rest of us, we have Social Security. We have to make sure that we're helping people also time that properly because Social Security office won't give you that advice. You have to do it on your own. You have to do the research. And your situation is different from your neighbor or your sibling. So you can't just simply say, well, I hear a lot of people are taking it at 62. I'm just going to do the same. You have to understand your situation and your unique goals.
So, Mark, once you calculate, a lot that goes into income, like Ethan had mentioned, you know, formulating a budget. And then once you have a budget, determining how to file for and claim Social Security. If you have a pension, how to do that as well. And then if there's a gap between those fixed sources of income and your actual budgetary needs, that's when the investment planning comes in. Because now we can calculate out with the pot of money you've saved, so much has to be set aside per se to generate that supplemental income to get you to that budget. And so it really boils down to your unique personal circumstance and what your budget is and what your sources of income are. And then it becomes about how do we invest those assets properly. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you haven't even taken those first two steps, I don't know how much income I need. I don't know how to file for and claim Social Security. I don't know how to invest those resources to generate that additional income. Here at Accurate Solutions Group, again, our process is called Your Retirement Blueprint. We're more than happy, obviously, to walk you through that process. Ethan, myself, our team, just call us at 412-515-3355, and we'd be happy to set up a 15-minute phone call. We can set up a virtual meeting or even an in-office vision meeting.
412-515-3355. So, Kurt, is the investment part of this one of the bigger areas? All the areas are important, right? You can't really skip any of them, whether it's the taxes or the healthcare or the legacy planning. But the investments, I think a lot of people come in probably with their 401ks, IRAs, got a little rental properties, got some life insurance. Hey, that's my plan. No, those are tools. Those aren't the plan. But risk is probably one of the bigger things. Moving from the working world, the accumulation phase, to the distribution phase, that's risk is one of the bigger challenges, maybe?
It really is. And you can be too conservative in retirement. You can be too aggressive in retirement. There's a lot of factors. One of the biggest risks we have, Mark, and it's a good thing, but what we have to plan for is longevity. You know, back when my parents retired, back when Ethan's grandfather retired from, at that time it was Armco Steel, you know, you could plan for 15 years of retirement income, maybe 12 years, 10 years of retirement income. We are living a lot longer today, and we're living a more quality of a life where we're still active longer into retirement. Yeah, I mean, you have to factor that in, and you just got to figure out what is the most effective way to file for and claim those benefits, because Social Security and pension and drawing from investments, if they're not structured properly, it can really be detrimental to your retirement.
We also want to talk to our clients about their investment risk. You know, how much are their investments risking if the market's down, like 2008? Everybody remembers 2008 with how significant it was and how severe the market was down. And if your portfolio is entirely invested in the stock market and you're withdrawing from it, that's going to have an even more adverse effect. So we have a conversation next. Once we help our clients with income, we want to talk about the risk that their investments are taking, because you still need to take risk in retirement. That the stock market's going to be the best place to outpace inflation. So you need some of your money having a strong return, but you don't want to have all of your money in the market taking on that type of risk anymore in retirement. So we want to walk our clients through that type of conversation after the income planning phase.
And Ethan, I think a lot of people think that their investments are all on the market. There are so many more options today with the Fed fighting, you know, inflation by raising the interest rates, that it actually gives us an opportunity to go to some of the safer tools, the indexed annuities, CDs. I mean, they're paying more interest in those safer, they're more attractive now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And our show and our plan is called A Retirement Blueprint. Part of that blueprint is building your retirement house, and that starts with the foundation. And the foundation are those accounts like you talked about, the CDs. Maybe you can look at treasury bills today where you couldn't in the past. You can look at fixed or fixed indexed annuities. These are all vehicles that aren't carrying on stock market risk. They're backed by one form or another, whether it's the government, FDIC, or insurance companies through the state that you purchase them in. So we're looking for accounts that have minimal risk, But today, with interest rates higher than in the past, there's more attractive fixed income than ever before.
Yeah, Kurt, just because Ethan doesn't remember the 80s, we know that interest rates were way higher than they are now in inflation.
Oh, my goodness. Double digits. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. So part one of the retirement blueprint is income. Got to replace our paychecks to be able to retire. We got to have income. Investments. Now, what's our strategy? How much risk do we take? How much do we have in the safe part, the foundation of our home? How much do we do risk? Because we need growth down the road. We're going to be here 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. We know things are going to even cost even more down the road. So we've got to have an investment strategy. The healthcare and the legacy planning, I think those are kind of self-evident. We talk about those a lot. We also talk a lot about tax efficiency, but that one, to me, right now is one that you guys talk about almost every week on this program. Taxes are, I think, with the, you know, the job, what, 2017 Tax Cuts Jobs Act ending in 2025, and our debt now at basically $32 trillion, taxes are really their only repercussion they've got to get the money back for the government. So we're probably in the lowest tax bracket we'll ever see for the rest of our lives, Kurt.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, anything can happen. Congress can do anything they want. Could they lower them? Sure. Most likely, though, Mark, you know, looking fiscally, what our country's facing. Yeah, I think taxes have to go up, and tax-efficient income is going to be critical in retirement. So, you know, Ethan and I are not CPAs. We don't do tax preparation. Our job as your advisor is to, first and foremost, once we've crafted your retirement blueprint, we see the income you need, and we see the draw from investments that you need to take to supplement that income. We need to help you structure that as tax-efficiently as possible. If you've done a good job saving in 401ks and traditional IRAs, we have to look at, hey, when you hit that required minimum distribution age, if you've crafted a nice budget and a nice plan, we want to make sure that additional required minimum distribution doesn't put you into that next higher tax bracket. And if it does, then we look at, hey, what can we be doing, or what should we potentially be doing today to ward off that quote unquote tax time bomb down the road? You know, my belief, Mark, and I think you're on the same page, but my belief is taxes are on sale right now, at least through until the year 2025.
It's pretty easy to see. We have a really nice visual that we've gone through with prospective clients and existing clients that charts off the top marginal tax rate in our country's history. It's easy to see where we're at today with 39%. And not long ago in the 70s, it was over 70%. In the 60s, I believe it was over 90%. So that chart makes it so easy to see visually that we're at a discount right now in taxes, and they basically are going to go up. It's just a matter of when and how high.
And I would encourage you, if you're listening today, and we've talked about first and foremost income, and if you haven't crafted a true budget and understand what you need in retirement, if you haven't calculated out or figured out how do I time or claim Social Security, if I have a pension, we haven't even thought about should I take the lump sum, should we take survivor benefits if I take the monthly income. And most importantly, talking about taxes, if you haven't figured out what's my current tax rate, where am I going to be in retirement? Have I done a good job saving in pre-tax assets so that I have to calculate out how that's going to affect me 10, 15 years in retirement? That's what we do here. Myself, Ethan, our team, through your retirement blueprint. That's a planning process that will look at those five key areas that we've been talking about today, and we will help you craft your own retirement blueprint specific to your unique circumstance. You have to take that first step, and it's simply calling us at 412-515-3355. Once you make that phone call, we can schedule and we'll make it convenient for you, a 15-minute initial consultation on the phone. We can do a virtual meeting. You can come into the office for a vision meeting. We'd be happy to do that. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. But take that first step. Simply call us at 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We're just getting started. We've got a lot to get to. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy, and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. You can always go to the website to find out more. Kurt started the company back in 1994. You can go to the website to find out more about the team. There's some great information on the website as well. It is AccurateRadio.com. AccurateRadio.com. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. Questions, concerns? The team's here to help. Hey, when can I retire, Kurt, Ethan? How long will my money last? Will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? Really big questions. At the end of the day, you just want to know, if I retire, are we going to be okay? 412-515-3355 to learn more about your specific situation. 412-515-3355. No cost, no obligation, no pressure to chat with the team. They're here to help. Just don't know if they can until you give them a call. 412-515-3355. So fewer than one in four Americans think their current retirement lifestyle aligns with what they planned for their retirement to actually be. So it turns out when we get to retirement, it's one thing to dream about our retirement. It's another thing altogether to actually get into retirement and the reality. So dreams versus reality of retirement. Now, we've got some sound we're going to play in this segment and the next segment. It comes from a professor. Dr. David Eckert taught about aging and retirement at the University of Kansas for 44 years. Well, he retired. 2 years into his retirement, he writes an article with the Wall Street Journal, admitting that while it's one thing to know intellectually what happens with retirement, living through it is another thing altogether. So we're going to give some sound. We'll get Ethan and Kurt's thoughts on this because I think it's kind of interesting because we're talking about time and the reality of retirement. Now, Dr. Eckert, so he's 2 years into his retirement writing this article with the Wall Street Journal. He said one of the biggest surprises is how he feels about his use of time now.
I thought that, you know, one surprise for me is I thought that the feeling of release and freedom that I would get from retirement would come about because I was no longer externally scheduled by a job. In my case, I was a professor and I had to teach these classes and I had to attend these meetings and, in other words, meet these time commitments. But really the relaxation came from taking pressure off of myself. In order to have, as many people do, a successful career, you put pressure on yourself to attempt things and try things and learn things and you know, go for opportunities. And when I no longer had to do that, that was the thing that really, really relaxed me. It doesn't matter now what time in the morning I start my walk or what time in the afternoon I decide to finish the crossword puzzle. Time is much less a pressing thing for me.
And Kurt, I know you've done this. You started your company in 1994. So you've been helping folks come up with their strategies and plans for their retirement for a long time. And everybody's situation is different. I have plenty of friends, and I'm 62, but I have friends that were school teachers or that worked for a company that actually had a pension, and they're all seem to be retiring all around me. In late 50s, early 60s, they're retiring. And that's kind of their goal is, hey, I can get Social Security. I've got a pension, so I'm good to go. But they don't really know what day it is half the time. So how do you find that the challenge of going from the working years to the retirement years? Do you find that your clients at Accurate Solutions Group are like, yeah, time is really not that important. And I don't even know how I'm doing all I'm doing. I don't know how I worked and did all the stuff that I'm doing because now I'm busy as a retiree.
And there is a balance between that, you know, between not knowing what day it is. And we've had clients come in and we say it's Tuesday. And oh, I thought it was Thursday. And that's absolutely true. We've taught and we've tried to convey, Mark, to the consumer and to those who are coming into our office, you know, money's important and it is a tool that allows you to get to your goals and your vision and your purpose in retirement. But your number one asset is your time. You know, time is something you can't get back. And so for freeing up that time, if it relieves stress and pressure, that's a good thing. But, you know, we have the opposite where there are some clients who just need that structure. They need to know, even though they're retired, I take a walk at a certain time. I go to the YMCA at a certain time. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that there's a happy balance somewhere in between not having the structure and having the structure. And that sort of goes to what we do. We do dream casting with our clients and with those who come in to see us. And it's really trying to determine what is your purpose? What is your goal? What is your vision in retirement? What's it going to look like looking at ahead of the time before you retire and not having those surprises once you're retired?
Yeah, I don't think it's unusual. I had a conversation with my mom a week ago, and the conversation was on a Thursday, and she is moving from her house to independent living. So she's moving to where there's a little more care, I suppose, but it's independent living. So that's good at 85. And she goes, okay. And remember, I'm talking to her on a Thursday. She goes, okay, well, she's going to bring some furniture my way is what she says and take some of my furniture. I don't know what's happening. It's my mom doing all this stuff. So she goes, okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow. And I go, no, tomorrow's Friday. So Saturday? Oh yeah. Okay. I thought it was Friday. Well, no, it's not. That's what happens when you're retired. Now, Dr. Eckert also said one of the biggest surprises is how he feels about his use of time now.
And you think to yourself, why? Why are you doing that? So you feel, you know, as I put it, I have two angels on my shoulder. One angel whispers in my ear, relax, take it easy. The other angel whispers in my ear, shouldn't you be doing something right now?
So, Ethan, do you run across that when people come in that they're like, boy, I'd really like to relax, but I feel like I should be doing something, especially the people that are really go-goers during their working years? It's hard to slow down sometimes in retirement, I would think.
Yeah, we work with a lot of people, blue-collar people that are used to just working and working and working, and they have a hard time sitting down and just relaxing, or they find themselves wandering off looking for a part-time job because they feel like they need that structure or need something to do. And I can totally relate to this because just the other week I was on vacation, and it was towards the end of the vacation. I'm like, okay, well, I'm enjoying myself, but I really feel like I need to be doing something, reading a book or being productive in some way. So I could totally relate to that. And when you're in retirement, that's what you have much more of, is all that time.
That reminds me of about a month ago, I met with clients, husband and wife. He had retired a few years ago. She had recently retired about 3 months prior. And I said, oh, how things are going? And, you know, any questions, concerns? And they said the biggest thing they had to get used to is she had to understand that just because her husband was doing something around the house, whether it's remodeling or just doing some work around the house, it was okay for her, if she needed to or wanted to be on the couch just watching TV. They didn't have to be doing something together. There was this guilt thing. So yeah, you have to get used to these things, and these feelings are real. And if you've never gone through that process, you know, if you don't understand dream casting and what's your purpose, what's your vision, at Eckert Solutions Group, Ethan, myself, we're happy to have that conversation with you. Maybe it's just answering a question on that. Maybe it's saying, hey, I don't have a plan. Let's put a true plan in place. Let's look to determine if I can fund my vision and my purpose. We are here to help. Just give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
And I would think most of us, we're not going to overlook planning how we're going to spend our days in retirement, because that's easy enough for most people. Some people really just don't want to work anymore, and then they'll figure out what they're going to do after they retire. The challenge really with retirement planning is coming up with how you're going to create the income that you'll need to do all those things you've been dreaming about. And Kurt, we've talked about this before. Nearly 70% of Americans are missing a written financial plan. They're kind of thinking they've done the right things. They hope they're going to be okay, but they don't really know.
Yeah. And I would say, Mark, with what I've experienced, that number could even be higher than that. You know, a lot of people are still, the number one concern is they're worried, have I saved enough? Am I going to run out of money? Or some may think they can't even retire at all. And that's because most of them don't have a written plan. A written financial plan can actually help you feel more confident and more financially stable. So you don't have to be one of those who are worried if your money's going to last as long or if you can even retire at all. Our retirement blueprint planning process that helps you create that retirement income strategy gives you that flexibility and that freedom and that confidence you need heading into and through retirement. So if you don't have an income strategy, and based on statistics, you probably don't, we invite you at Accurate Solutions Group to give us a call, 412-515-3355, and we can help you create a budget to figure out how much you're going to need in retirement. And again, looking at discretionary income, what's your vision, what's your purpose? We can help you uncover the main risks posing a threat to your retirement, including inflation, volatility, potential tax increases, and definitely rising healthcare costs. We can help you learn about the options for generating that income, and we can help put a plan in place that's going to see you into and through retirement to live out your specific purpose, vision, and dream. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation, but you have to take that first step, and it's simply calling us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
So it's one thing to come up with how you're going to spend your perfect day in retirement. And what's the difference between creating the retirement blueprint for a couple versus an individual? That's where we're headed next. This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80, 85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out what do I want to do part-time. And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active, not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Always want to encourage you to check out the website. There is a lot of great information on there. You can find out about Kurt, Ethan, and the team, but there's great information for you. Some of the questions you may have about retirement, there's information all over the place on the website. AccurateRadio.com. AccurateRadio.com. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. A University of Kansas professor, 44 years of teaching, aging, and retirement. 2 years into his retirement, and so he taught for four plus decades, then he goes to the Wall Street Journal, writes an article. Hey, I'm 2 years into my retirement. This is what I taught for four plus decades. Here's what I thought it would be like, but here's what I'm finding out it's like. And he obviously had a pretty good handle on it because he taught this topic really for four decades. So he's got a pretty good handle, but he goes, it's not exactly the way I was picturing everything. But he did think about this. He said, one of the challenges that we do have to consider when it comes to retirement is not only how we're going to spend our time, but what happens if we have a spouse who is retiring with us?
You know, I married him for better or worse, but not for lunch.
You know, and Kurt, you just talked about this where you had the couple that retired and all of a sudden, you know, maybe the, and you know, back in the day, it used to be the wife stayed at home, raised the kids, husband went off to work, and the wife probably had the more difficult job. But when, and I had a friend of mine that their dad had had a heart attack and the mom was a stay-at-home mom. And all of a sudden the dad has a heart attack, he's at home. And she's like, would you just get out of my kitchen? And I mean, that is the challenge, I think, is, and I don't know, you probably have some that retire at the same time, but I would think a lot of times the staggered retirements, what do you think?
We encourage that. And it's not that, you know, the husband and wife, they don't love each other, you know, but I will say this, you have to individually figure out sometimes, what's that going to look like? Are you going to be that structured person? Are you not going to care, you know, what time you take your walk and go to the Y and you do your different things? And if you do it together, it can be challenging. You know, it's not going to lead to divorce, but, you know, you have to really be careful. And so if you're in control of that, husband and wife, and they're both workers, I would encourage you to stagger that retirement. And then it's a fight about who retires first, because I get that all the time as well. Well, no, I'm going to go first. But I would encourage it, because there is something about that.
I had a conversation just the other day with a couple, and he's coming up on retirement. He's about 65. His wife's just a little bit older. She's 69, and she's working 2 days a week, and he's just about to retire. And I said, well, when do you think you'll quit the 2 days a week thing? And she's like, I know I'm going to need to get out of the house when he's fully retired, so I'm going to keep doing that as long as I can. And that's just, we see that all the time. It's nothing against you and your relationship, but you need that space from time to time, for sure.
Yeah, Dr. Eckert was talking about the research on marriages, and we're going to maybe touch on this a little bit, but certainly we have seen an uptick in the silver divorces, if you will. But Dr. Eckert says there really should not be any serious effects on your marriage just because you retired. There's just some adjustments to make.
People really actually look forward to retirement as a time that they can finally spend together after decades of raising children and marching off to work. Now they can enjoy one another's together and engage in activities that they would like to explore.
And Ethan, there is no question that we do have to communicate what we would like to do during our retirement. I had another friend of mine, his parents, classic. This is a classic. The husband bought, unknowingly to his wife, he bought some land in Florida because that was his goal, to retire to Florida, get out of the winters. He wanted to be where it's warm. He could go fishing. That was his goal. He'd never talked to her about it. And when she found out, she's like, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? We can't leave the grandkids. They're here. We can't go to Florida, move to Florida. It takes communication, would be my guess, Ethan.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, fairly recently married, every phase of your marriage and relationship revolves around communication, especially when you're planning retirement. I can think of how many times I ask, well, what are your goals when you head into retirement? And I ask, are you looking to snowbird or move down south? And maybe the husband kind of gives his wife a look and waits for her to respond. And she's like, well, he wants to, but I haven't really wanted to. But it helps to talk it out and get on the same page rather than just, you know, putting it off as long as possible. And that is why we ask those questions in the very first meeting that we have with people, is to get that out on the table and help understand each one of them in the relationship and how can we best help accomplish their goals.
So I think, Kurt, it's really, you know, the old financial advisors typically would talk to the husband, not talk to the wife. You at Eckert Solutions Group, that's not how you operate, because it's really important. If you're going to talk about retirement and you're sitting down with a married couple, you need to have both of them in there. Maybe one has more to do with the finances than the other, but if that person's no longer here, then the other one probably does care about those finances. So it is important we sit down together. We don't have to be in the same ballpark. No, we do have to be in the same ballpark. We don't have to be in the same room all the time. So, I mean, for me, it would be fun to go play golf. And if I had a wife, and I've had, cost me some money, but, you know, maybe she would like to go to New York City, go to Broadway, go to watch plays and stuff. Well, I'll go play golf with my buddies, whatever. There's people that do want to retire to an RV and just be together all the time. That's great as well. But it's not that we have to do the same thing all the time, be in the same room all the time, but we do have to have, I think, some consideration for a partner here.
Yeah, we have to be on the same page with the big picture. You know, what does it look like and what are we trying to do? Highly encouraged, because typically individuals have different wants and needs and different activities they're going to enjoy in retirement. There's nothing wrong with that. But we have to be on the same page. I mean, a husband and wife, typically one or the other spends more time on the finances and on the investments and that sort of thing. And the other one spends more time on the household and the bills. And that's okay. But you have to be on the same page for the big picture. You have to understand each individual's, each other's vision and purpose and how that aligns with us together as a couple. And that's critically important.
And a really cool thing that Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group have really given you the opportunity. Obviously, if you want to talk to them, just call them, 412-515-3355. But if you'd like to just learn more about retirement, they have started this opportunity for you to go to, all you have to do is text the word KIT to that same number Ethan gave you, 412-515-3355. Just text KIT, KIT, and it's got six, seven things you can do there, including a retirement income planning booklet. Will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security checklist and decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team. So there's like seven things there. All you have to do is text the word KIT to 412-515-3355 and just download whatever you would like. You want to learn more about it? Download it. There you go. Pretty simple. Just text KIT to 412-515-3355. And Ethan, you know, we typically on this show, I think when we talk about retirement, we typically are talking a married couple. Are there differences when you're sitting down with somebody that, you know, that is single, divorced, or a widower or a widower? Is it different when you're dealing with an individual versus a married couple?
Yeah, I mean, there are some differences. There's a lot of similarities that we still uncover what their goals and what their dreams are, but they don't have to weigh somebody else's opinion. Now it's totally their vision and what they want to do. If they want to get in the RV and travel, they can do that. If they want to, you know, just, I had an individual who was a single man. He said, I'm just going to be happy with a good book and a recliner. And, you know, he didn't have to worry about a significant other's opinion on that or feelings about that. So the goals can be totally theirs, exactly what they want to do. But then from a financial standpoint, there's different things to consider too, like how do they claim Social Security? If they're a single person, you don't have to worry about maximizing a benefit for that surviving spouse. Lots of different areas to take into consideration.
Yeah, Kurt, I would think because we know mathematically women are going to outlive men 4 to 6 years. And I think you've said on this program that your wife can wear you out and that's why you're probably going to go first. No, you never
said that. I don't
know
who said that.
He never said that. He never said that. But we know that women typically outlive men by 4 to 6 years. Then if there's an age difference, that also factors into this. And as Ethan said, Kurt, one of the two Social Securities, the lower of the two Social Securities goes away. Maybe some or all of a pension goes away. Now, instead of filing, you know, joint tax returns, it's now single, which means your taxes are going up. There's a lot of moving parts here.
There really is. And you have to factor in, you know, when a husband and wife retire as a couple, you can't just stop there and think they're both going to be alive when they're 90, 95 years old. That would be a blessing if that were to take place. But realistically speaking, Mark, we have about 82 widows or widowers within our group here at Accurate Solutions Group, and most of them haven't come to us that way. The unfortunate thing is you have to plan for one of the two passing away and what is the surviving spouse's income. How we time and claim Social Security prior to that taking place is critical for that surviving spouse. Same thing with the pension, whether we take a survivor benefit or we don't. All those different things factor in, and you have to be aware and cognizant of the fact that when one of the two of us is no longer around, am I going to have enough to live on? What are my tax liability is going to be? Is my budget going to reduce? And if so, by how much? 20 or 30%? What am I going to be doing? Am I going to move out of state and move south now at this point? And we factor that all in at your retirement blueprint.
Yeah. And Mark, actually, one of our scenarios that we look at with a married couple is, it's not a fun scenario, but it looks at numbers wise, what happens if one spouse passes away? It's one thing to talk about it. How do you think you can live? But we actually will look at the numbers. If one spouse passes away and you drop down to 80% of that combined budget and you lose one Social Security, what do the numbers look like? And if we could see that years in advance, we can plan for it properly. So not only do we talk about it, we want to look at the numbers too.
And I would think that you guys both, and either one of you can answer this however you'd like to, but I think, you know, sitting down and how the retirement blueprint works is you have the vision meeting, as Ethan likes to call it, the dream casting. Then it's assess. Here's where you are. Here's what we found. Here's what we think. So here's our strategy. And then you implement the strategy. I would think that that first meeting is really kind of what drives all of you. That you love sitting down with people and hearing their hopes and dreams for retirement and then how you can help them.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, Mark, life is about relationships, you know? I mean, the X's and O's and the numbers are important, but what's driving those numbers? And it's individual circumstances, you know? And to us at Accurate Solutions Group, you know, a client isn't a number. I mean, we know our clients, they know us, and that's what's important to us.
So if you haven't sat down and started working on a retirement plan, give us a call at Accurate Solutions Group. It's 412 412- 515-3355. We'll spend that first meeting, what we call your vision meeting. It is complimentary. There's no cost or obligation. We'll spend that meeting getting to know you and your situation and begin the steps of putting a plan in place that's customized to you and your situation. Again, our number is 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, you can always go to the website as well to find out more, asgretire.com. asgretire.com. We're headed to our final segment right after this. Stay with us.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Hello everyone, this is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
Here.
It's time to answer questions from the Accurate Solutions Group mailbag.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, you can always learn more about the team by finding out about upcoming events. It's asgretire.com, asgretire.com. You want information about retirement, some of the questions you may have, you might find some answers on a website that Kurt and Ethan have created just for you, accurateradio.com. It's just there where you can download different things or just read about different topics of retirement, accurateradio.com. And of course, the easiest thing I always think to do now that I'm almost 65, I want to talk with a person. That's what I want when I call somebody. I want to talk with a person. Well, you can do that. 412-515-3355. Call the Accurate Solutions Group team. If you have questions, you want to sit down and talk about where you are on that road to retirement, 412-515-3355. We're going to finish up our show with a little mailbag segment. And these are questions that Kurt and Ethan have got from clients that have come in. They thought, wow, that was a really good question. We had to use that on the radio show. Or from events they put on or people have emailed, whatever. These questions are all over the place. But I say this every time we do it. Our first question, for example, is Jonathan and Beaver. And when you send these questions in, they're really good questions because they're all over the place with the topics. But Kurt and Ethan do not know the whole story. They just know what you tell us. And if they knew the whole story, they could probably give you a better answer. But they're going to give you a general answer today because that's all the information they have. There'll be things they're lacking. I think you'll find that from our next question, that we need a little bit more information. But we always enjoy this. So here we go. Kurt, I'll start with you. This is Jonathan in Beaver, and he says this. Guys, I just found out I will be receiving about $100,000 from a life insurance policy after my grandpa passed away. Sorry for your loss. I'm stunned by the amount because I really didn't expect it, so I have two questions. One, what should I do with this money? Obviously, get new golf clubs, but that may not be the answer. Two,
my Corvette.
Yeah, exactly. Two, I really want to be able to do something like this for my own grandkids one day. How can I make that happen?
So for Jonathan, I'm going to answer two first because that's the easier answer. If he wants to do that for your own grandkids one day, I mean, it's really literally, if you can afford it, you can take out a life insurance policy on your life and you can name specific beneficiary designations on that life insurance. And you can name each one of your grandkids for whatever percentage, or you could just say equally so that if when something does happen, that they could have that same benefit. So doing that is a little bit easier. And what I would encourage, Jonathan, whether it's yourself, whether it's someone else listening today, make sure when you're looking for life insurance, there's different types. There's universal life, there's whole life, there's term insurance. You got to be really careful based upon what you're trying to accomplish and based upon your pocketbook, you know, what you can afford to spend. That's going to dictate what type of insurance you should look for. So make sure you're going with a firm like ours who is independent in that area of insurance. But then the first question, what should I do with his money? That is just, I don't know, Jonathan, enough about your circumstance. your situation to be able to answer that. Because you said you're sort of stunned by the amount. Maybe that's a larger amount in your eyes. And if that is the case, how it should be structured and what you should do with it might be different from someone else who's just going to fold that into their portfolio. So I don't know enough about these particulars. 412-515-3355. You can call us. We'll answer that question for you. If someone else finds themselves in a similar circumstance, you can also call that number and we're happy to help as well.
Because I do think when you get something like that, some of it should be used for fun, right? I mean, we know we have to pay some bills off or what have you, but you should have some fun, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. You just have to
be wise.
I feel like probably a good starting point is probably look at, you know, do you have an emergency bucket built up? Maybe start there. Look at the debts that you might have, maybe try to pay those off. And then with the rest, you know, work on maybe something fun, but also investing. You know, it really does depend on your situation.
Yeah, for sure. All right. This question, Ethan, is for you. It comes from Jerry in Wexford. Now, this is the one I think we need more information. But Jerry says this. All right, guys, if we have a good amount of life insurance, about $800,000 in a 401k and a long-term care policy already set up, should we be okay for retirement? Because that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be a really great start, or that could be enough. It really does. We joked in the past we could call the show It Depends, but it really does depend on, you know, really I think the core of it is the income situation. You know, how much income do you need coming in? What are your sources of income? So do you have Social Security? Do you possibly have a pension? If so, if those two sources are enough for you to live on and you don't need to make withdrawals from that 401k, probably are going to be okay for retirement. But do you need to make supplemental withdrawals from that 401k every single month? If so, how much is that going to be? I think that really dictates whether or not you're going to be okay with that amount of money for retirement.
Yeah, and some of the other questions is, you have a good amount of life insurance. Well, do you even need it anymore? Quite honestly, I mean, sometimes people get to a point, Mark, where there's not a need for that insurance anymore. Long-term care, some of the questions are, what is the elimination period, the waiting period? How much is the daily benefit? Do you have an income and inflation adjustment each and every year on that daily benefit? And how long is the benefit period? Is it a 3-year, a 5-year? Is it a lifetime benefit? So with these, like Ethan said, good foundation, but really have to go into details to determine.
Yeah, and these are the kind of questions we get all the time from people, and these are the building blocks of our meeting. So first type of question would be, am I okay? Just like we heard just now, you know, and what we do is we say, well, let's get some more information and see what the plan shows. And we start working on a retirement blueprint in someone's vision meeting, the first time they come into our office. If you're listening today and you have questions like these and you want to start a retirement blueprint, call us at 412-515-3355. There's no cost. There's no obligation. We're happy to sit down and ask you some questions and you ask us questions and just see how we can help. But you have to take that first step. That's calling 412-515-3355.
All right. Kathy in Butler says this. I'm 56 right now. And I really want to have $1 million saved before I retire. I'm doing a really good job saving into my 401k, but I can't ever seem to get very much set aside in cash. How can I do a better job building up my emergency fund, Kurt?
I always tell clients, you want to get the company. So if you're in a company plan, a 401k, you want to maximize the match. So whatever percentage of your paycheck that you have to put in to maximize that match, that's free money. Don't walk away from that. But Kathy, if you're putting more than that in, I would actually tell you to trim back maybe the percentage that you're putting over and above and actually start building out that emergency fund. And I will say this, think about, you know, if you don't have an emergency fund set aside and an emergency happens and you have to pull money out of an IRA or a 401k prior to retirement, you're going to get hit with taxation on that, but also you could get hit with a penalty if you're under 59 and a half. So to have the emergency fund, Kathy, you're absolutely right. It's critical. Start there. And then also just start putting a small percentage or a small dollar amount from your paycheck each and every week or each and every 2 weeks, however you're paid, and it'll build up quicker than what you think.
Yeah, we often recommend that when you have an age or a time in mind for retirement and you've saved enough money in your investments, 401ks, IRAs, a lot of times 6 months to a year prior to retirement, we do make that recommendation. Hey, maybe dial back your contributions to the 401k just a bit and start putting that away in savings just to make sure you have that sleep at night number, that emergency fund already built up.
And everybody's situation, the way they look at it, is different. Some are feel terrible if they don't have $100,000 sitting in their savings account. Others are like thrilled if they get to $5,000. So It's everybody's situation is unique. There's no doubt about that. Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodig and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group, going through our mailbag today to wrap up today's show. One more question. This one goes to Ethan. It comes from Mike in Gibsonia. Mike says this: I'm getting remarried later this year. I have two sons, and my fiance has four kids from her first marriage. I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I'm not going to split up my estate six ways. I want my money and my estate to go to the boys like we've always planned. But to keep the peace, would it make sense to get a separate life insurance policy so her kids can get something after I'm gone as well? This is probably something you're running into more often today, I would imagine.
Yeah, we are seeing, you know, blended households coming in. Maybe this is a second or third marriage, and they're looking at investments and finances separately. Maybe they're looking at them together, but then the beneficiaries are still going to be their children. You know, I would say there's no right or wrong. You know, you want to keep the peace in your house with the new marriage. So that's a great idea. I think that's an awesome way to say, hey, you know, what I've worked for is going to my kids, but here is something because I do care about you. You're my family now. If you can afford the premiums of a life insurance policy into your budget, then that would be a really nice creative way to leave something to your new family. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
You know, Kurt, I had, you know, Tom Hegna. I don't know Tom Hegna. I know he's a fancy financial guy that knows a lot of things about finances and retirement. He's kind of a national guy.
Heard the name.
Yeah. So anyway, Hegna, I'm talking to him one time, and we were talking about money. And he said, you know what? My wife wants to leave our four kids money when we retire. And I'm like, he said, well, we've done all the work. We need to enjoy our retirement. We've done all we can for them. They can take care of themselves. Well, she wouldn't let it go. So he said, fine, you're going to be that way. I'm going to buy $1 million life insurance policy, $250,000 to each kid. And now we can spend everything else we've got. And she was okay with that because he had a plan to take care of the kids. Not everybody has that ability, financial ability to do that, but that's really, there are ways to use life insurance to really ease some of that. But that being said, I'll let you wrap up today's show.
Yeah, life insurance, Mark, you're right, isn't just for final expenses. It can be used to offset taxes if someone's inheriting traditional IRA accounts and there's going to be federal tax liability. It can be used as a way, like you had mentioned, to leave a legacy. You're maximizing those dollars and leveraging them to provide a legacy. And life insurance today is still 100% tax-free. There's no federal, no state. There's no inheritance here in Pennsylvania. So it's a great way to leverage your dollars and also in your mind, free up that money to say, hey, we can use this now for our living because we have taken care of our legacy through an efficient way like life insurance. Whether it's life insurance, whether you have questions like some of the mailbag questions that we answered today, if you find yourself in that similar story, or if you have your own story and you just have some questions you want to have answered, 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you give our office a call, you can schedule a 15-minute phone call. You can schedule a virtual meeting. You can schedule an in-office vision meeting, and we can answer questions, but we can also begin putting on your own retirement blueprint in place. We're happy to do that. No cost, no obligation. Take that first step. Call our office at 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.